When the person you really want to front your rock band says, "I won't sing," well, normally that'd be the end of it, right? But the guys in dry cleaning kept asking and asking, and eventually Florence Shaw agreed to be a very different kind of rock star.
If I could live across the road from a boot fair, wouldn't that be something? If I'm thin as a beanpole, I can slip through the fence.
That's from the new dry cleaning album, Stump Work. Florence Shaw says drawing was her real passion before she unwittingly found herself in a band.
It was always a scary thought to me, the idea of standing up in front of people and fronting something, you know, or certainly singing, I'd never considered myself very good at. I was just about to turn 30 and I kind of thought like, oh, kind of thought opportunities like that were sort of behind me, you know.
Yeah.
But I was experiencing a bit of turmoil just in my personal life generally at the time. And I think that is really the thing that sort of pushed me to try it.
Was this a relationship that had gone awry or something else was going on?
Yeah, it kind of just reached the end of its life, but it was quite a major relationship.
I mean, I got to say, if you've gone through a bad breakup and you're like 29 years old looking at 30 and someone offers you the chance to like be the lead singer in a band, that is a great way to recover from that relationship.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? It made sense to me at the time.
I wish that had happened to me.
It seems like a weird premise for a show, but I like it.
By your own admission, this was not an instrument you were familiar with. So what was it like to explore the sounds that your voice could make?
Really fun. I really liked it. I think it's nice to be listened to. I thought like, wow, you can just say anything into this thing, you know, and there's something powerful about that.
I'm not shocked, it happens all the time. Just don't touch my gaming mouse. August, new memory month, an universal message of peace. You are always fighting me.
How do you decide if you're going to actually sing? Because you did do it on this album, I think for maybe the first time.
Yeah. I think it's like just brings a sort of a different ingredient, kind of makes something maybe a bit sweeter. Also, to kind of hold people's interest, I suppose, because it's just nice to kind of jolt people every now and then.
The lyrics themselves sort of feel random. And some of them, like I'm thinking in particular about this song, No Decent Shoes for Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know this is a song that actually has a lot of meaning because it came out of some loss.
You could take control of my mind or body anytime. Why do I trust you? The answer is I don't, and I never will. Let's eat pancake.
You could take control of my mind or body anytime. Why do I trust you? The answer is I don't, and I never will. Let's eat pancake. I mean, I dig it. That's sort of how my mind is too. There's a randomness to our thoughts. Like we collect what we're in this very profound space in 1 second. And then all of a sudden it's like my tummy is rumbling and I need to go, you know, eat carbohydrates.
Totally. It's like silliness next to kind of things that are more profound or next to things that are frightening. I find life to be like that and sort of like my mind to be very much like that. I deal with quite a bit of anxiety. I sort of always have. It's a thing. I've been quite anxious since I was a kid. And I think maybe that sort of influenced the way I put things together a bit, that scattergun thing.
I've seen a rat. I've seen a guy cautioned by police for rollerblading.
So it's good to hear that you sort of relate to it. I always feel good when people can see a bit of themselves in that because, you know, it's like, okay, I'm not I'm not crazy.
But some music reviewers have critiqued Florence Shaw's style, even while praising the band. One said she had, quote, flat anti-charisma. Other words kept popping up too. She mutters. She's deadpan, the critics said.
Well, there's always something I wonder about. I think in a lot of music writing, there can be a healthy dose of misogyny occasionally, I think. I think sometimes the sound of a woman can alienate some people, or they find it harder to connect with it. I'm always a bit surprised that people read me as very, very deadpan. Obviously, it's a part of my style, but I think, you know, people have compared me to satellite navigation voices, you know, like
sort of, Siri.
Yes, exactly, like Siri.
Which is very offensive, by the way. I find that to be very offensive.
Yes, I do struggle a bit. I do struggle a bit with commentary like that.
I want to close by asking about a particular song about
Gary Ashby.
Can you tell me about Gary Ashby?
Family daughters. He's stuck on your back without me. Dogs running free.
I don't actually know Gary Ashby.
He's a tortoise, we should say.
Yes, he's a tortoise. That's true. It was a lost poster that was near my mum's house. I went for a walk and saw it. And it said Gary Ashby at the top. And then I think the subheading was like, have you seen Gary? And then a little picture of him.
Have you seen Gary with his tinfoil ball? He used to love to kick it with his stumpy legs.
I can't fill in kind of where he is now or what's going on there.
Florence Shaw. She is front woman. God, I hate that word. What do we call you? Front person?
Yeah, maybe.
Singer?
Vocalist. It sounds very sort of conservative, doesn't it?
Vocalist. I know. We need another word.
Yeah, needs a new word.
Florence Shaw of the band Dry Cleaning. Their new album is called Stump Work. Florence, it was great to talk with you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
No one ever believed in me until you semicircle eyes.